Hello and welcome to My Tiny Tarot Practice. I'm Amelia Ruby, and on this show, I explore the tarot card by card, starting with each suit of the minor arcana. Today's card is the Queen of Swords. In the Rider-Waite-Smith edition of the tarot, we see a queen sitting on a throne in profile. This is a person who has a crown on their head, a cloak covered in clouds. They're holding a sword in their right hand, and the sword points straight up. And with their left hand, they're gesturing out and ahead with an open palm facing the sky. There are clouds in the background. We see a few trees toward the bottom, but the Queen of Swords, similar to the Page of Swords, appears above everything else. Common interpretations of this card will refer to the Queen of Swords as a widow or a virgin queen or an ice queen. There's a lot of emphasis placed on her detachment through the act of thought. In Jessa Crispin's The Creative Tarot, she relates the Queen of Swords to a photographer, someone who is certainly in close relationship and constantly viewing the world, but has this barrier of the camera between them and prioritizes, perhaps, getting the perfect photograph, taking the perfect shot over being in the experience or being present with what they are photographing. When I think of the Queen of Swords, I don't necessarily sense this idea of detachment that I see other readers and interpreters suggesting. When I tap into this card, it feels more like the clarity of holding an idea in your mind and letting it guide you forward. I think the Queen of Swords is a brilliant strategic mind or moment that can see what's ahead, that can plan for what's to come, that can make contingency plans, and can allow things to unfold in this intellectual and perhaps even imaginary way. I love the quote from Gloria Steinem that dreaming is a form of planning. And when I think of that quote in this context, I think of the Queen of Swords as a dreamer. A dreamer leader, a visionary leader, a leader of the intellect, of big ideas, of strategic plans. The Queen of Swords is perhaps not the doer, the one bringing that to life. For that, we move into the realm perhaps of pentacles or wands. But I do think that the Queen of Swords is the one that can dream up the big idea and hold that vision for all of us. And perhaps in that way, she is a bit detached from the quote-unquote real world or what's quote-unquote really happening. But in order to create new worlds, in order to change the world, we have to be able to imagine something different. And that is the role that I like to think of as belonging to the Queen of Swords. Our visionary leader, comfortable in the realms of the imaginary, the ideal, the impossible, even. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of My Tiny Tarot Practice. If you'd like to support the show, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you'd like your own copies of any of the books or decks I referenced here, you can head to the show notes where you'll find a link to my bookshop where I curate my favorite tarot resources, especially for all of you listening. I hope that this card and this episode have helped you connect with your most visionary self. And I cheer on your biggest, most impossible ideas.